Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, let's get started. Come on, y'all. I know y'all want to hit it. Come on, y'all. Come on, get up. Get up off your chair. Come on. Come on, y'all. I wish y'all could see me now.
Now, note this,
because we're going to be, excuse me, we're going to be here at 6:30 for the next 8 weeks, okay? 6:30 p.m. daily for the next 8 weeks, all right? So get ready for what I know a lot of people can hear the show at this time of the day and not in the morning, but, you know, sometimes my schedule is like that, all right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and weigh in on today's episode and tell me how you feel about today's topic. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even some IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your needs and concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's episode, guys, is why do parents show favoritism to their kids? And you know, I had some people I had someone who sent me a message saying, well, I only have one kid. Well, this don't apply to you, okay? I mean, we talking about people with more than one kid, right? I mean, you can't show favoritism to one kid. I mean, that's just how it is, right? The one kid, that's just how it is. Anyway, so but why do parents show favoritism to their kids? And we're going to talk about that. Maybe it's something that you have experienced, maybe some favoritism that you have experienced while growing up, or even, you know, I got a lot of kids that listen to the show, or you even have an experience in it right now, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I guess I was talking to some people, and they asked me to talk about this subject. Now, again, this is my opinion. I like you guys to call in and give me your opinion. But this is my opinion. So let me have my opinion, okay? Don't send me all these emails and texts and stuff about, Frank, you didn't say that right or whatever. Hey, I said it how I want to say it, right? Why do parents show favoritism to their kids? Now, I'm the baby of the family, okay? My mom had four, and I was the last one, right? So, you know, my sisters and brothers say that my mom showed favoritism towards me, but I really didn't feel that. I really didn't feel that, okay? It's 10 years between me and my oldest sister. So, you know, there isn't a whole lot of gap in between there, right? There isn't a big gap of years, because I have two, a brother and a sister in between there. So there isn't a whole lot of years in between. So when you think about it, it's hard to show favoritism to me. I was the youngest, okay, but still, she had three other kids that she was working with at that time as well, right? So, I don't understand it. I hadn't experienced it, okay? And as far as my kids go, I have two girls, right? And I try my hardest not to favor one over the other, okay? And not to favor one over the other. I mean, I love them both, right? So I try to treat them the same. I try to make her do things that she did when she was growing up, I try to make my youngest do things that my oldest did when she was growing up. And, you know, if she wanted to play sports, I let her play sports. And we sacrificed and take her back and forth, right? We did the same thing with my oldest girl, right? So I've tried to be conscious not to show favoritism towards one of my girls over the other one. But, you know, you have other people out there that do show favoritism. And it's kind of blatant, all right? It's kind of blatant. And I'm sure you've seen it in other people. You may not know it yourself, but I'm sure you've seen it in other people. But some people show favoritism because, hey, you know, one kid is just grew up to be, a terror. I mean, he's always in trouble. He or she is always in trouble. Gone to jail a few times. You know, been one of those that woke you up at 2 a.m. because, you know, they've been into something. You with me? And the other one is just as mild mannered. And that's just, when I talk about this, that's just the personalities of each other, right? The personalities of one versus the other. They weren't born in the same month on the same day, right? So that's the personalities of each other. They have their own personality. Now, twins, I don't know about twins. You know, my wife is a twin, but I don't know who was shown favoritism over the years. I guess I never asked that question. But maybe there was one that was favored over the other. You know, sometimes twins don't look alike. That's what, fraternal or something? They fraternal twins don't look alike. And, you know, one may be a little bit worse off than the other one as far as looks go, right? So, you know, maybe growing up, you know, she felt like, hey, she gets everything. I don't get anything. But usually with twins, you try to give them the same stuff. You just buy two of them, right? So, but maybe she grew up and she was the pretty girl in school, and a lot of the guys went after her and not her. Knew they were sisters and all, but went after her and not her. But, you know, things happen like that, right? So why do parents show favoritism to their kids? Like I said, there's, you know, some that gets in trouble a lot, go through a lot, put parents through a lot. You know, my brother did that with my mom, put my mom through a lot of stuff, okay? And as I was growing up, I saw that. And that's something that I didn't want to do. So I took the fork in the road and went the other way, right? That isn't something that I wanted to do. So maybe she kind of leaned towards me because I wasn't going down the road that he was going down. Y'all with me? And that's natural, I think. You know, you try to help your kids do this and do that, and they turn around and do something totally different. You know, my mama always told me, if I teach you this way, you don't know any other way to do it. So you're going to do it the way I taught you. All right? So that's another reason why parents show favoritism to other kids, because one doesn't take the path of the other one, and the other one is taking a bad path. All right? We got them there. Every family's got one in the family, right? Somebody who's like an outcast, like, you know, always in trouble, or can't hold a steady job, and just all over the place. You never know where you might see them, okay? But things happen like that. Got a caller from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 518. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
Yes, I have a comment. I got two kids, a son and a daughter. I have a dark skin and a light skin. I love them both, but I show more attention to my light skin, baby.
So why do you think you show more attention to the light skin, baby?
Because my dark skin, baby, they have two different daddies. I don't despise his dad. So when I look at him, I look at him.
You say your dog skin baby has two different daddies?
I said I got two different babies. I got two kids, a light skin son and a dog skin son. Two different men.
And they buy two different men, okay.
Yeah.
And you hate the dog skin man. The dark skin kid's daddy.
Yes.
Why do you hate him so much?
Why I hate the man?
Yeah. Why you hate him so much?
Because he don't do nothing for him. You want to take his pay and do something for him.
Me? I got plenty. I can't take on anymore.
Well, how many you
but
got?
But tell me this. I've got two, just like you.
About the same one or different one?
They got the same mama.
Okay.
So tell me this now. And I know we're kind of getting off subject here, but does he pay child support?
He don't pay nothing.
Well, why don't you take him to court and get him to pay? Does he work?
That's what I'm saying. He don't work. I don't took him. He won't pay child support. So what should I do?
Okay, well, I guess he is a deadbeat dad, and you need to go find you a good man out there that'll help you take care of your kids.
I'm looking for one. You got somebody up there in Kia?
I can't think of anyone right off the top of my head, but you know, keep looking. You'll find. So you show favoritism towards your light skinned kid because he got a good daddy, and you don't show favoritism to your dark skinned kid because he got a deadbeat daddy.
Yeah, because every time I look at him, he looks just like his dad, just make me mad.
Okay, but why are you taking it out on him? He didn't ask
to
come here. Y'all got together and brought him in the world. So you shouldn't take it out on him. You got to try to treat him the same.
I try.
We'll try. Keep trying.
That's how I look at him. He just looked like his dad, and I just despise him.
I understand. Well, thanks for your call. Keep listening, okay?
All right.
So again, guys, it's just different things that make you lean towards one kid than the other. Like the caller said, when she sees her one son, it reminds her of his dad. And when she see her other son, it reminds her of his dad. But one dad is just the opposite of the other. So, but I think she's got to get in there and help to kind of bring those two together and stop showing favoritism towards one more than the other. Because one day, He'll grow up, and he'll figure this out, and he might not be happy with that. I got another caller on the line from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 333. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Big John calls from Roanoke, Alabama.
All right, Big John,
hello?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
I do want to say something. I do want to say something about the caller was just online.
Yes, sir.
And she was talking about she's so favorite to them because one of her kids dark skin, one of her child light skin.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes,
and
sir. I'm listening.
The reason was because she didn't like the daddy. She didn't like the child dad or something. What she was saying about that?
Right. She said she hate his daddy, and that's why every time she look at him, she get mad.
So, is the child fault she laid down with that dude?
And that's exactly what I'm saying.
It ain't the child fault, right?
Right, it ain't the child fault.
I don't even think that really got nothing to do with favoritism. I think she got a whole different problem of her own.
You think it, I think it's just with the dad, right?
Yeah, I think it, you know, more, I think she just don't like dark-skinned people.
Well, that might be true, but I'm taking it as she was just she had a bad situation
she didn't have to specify the color of her kid though. She could have just said, you know, I do more for this one because his daddy was around, and I don't do much for this one because his dad didn't do nothing for him. Instead of bringing the color into it.
Well, John, hey, I feel like, you know, the reason she said that was because, you know, the dad dog skin and he dog skin. So when she look at the dog skin, and you're right, it might be everybody who dog skin she might not like. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, but.
So
you know,
if he came out light skinned, would he still look like the daddy then? What?
I don't know.
Emphasized on dog. Yeah, he dog. You know, I got a problem
right.
with that, man.
Right. Well, you do have some women that love dark skinned men, and you got some women that love light skinned men. As far as us brothers, as far as the African American people, so you got women that, you know, that's their preference. That's what, you know, some women like dark skinned men, some women like light skinned men.
But she don't have a preference though, because one of her kids dark and one don't light. So apparently she fooled around with a dark skinned man and turned around and fooled with a light skinned man. It just so happened
right.
She treated the dog skin child different because his daddy was dog.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, I think that she feel different if he did his duty, if he paid child support, if he, you know.
Well, all of them ain't gonna, you know, take on their responsibility though.
Right.
And then my thing is, if the kid know about this, right, he might just call his dad and say, "Dad, you know you messed me up." I'm just saying, now he could look at it like that and call his dad and tell his dad, you know, I got screwed, man. Because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So that means mama ain't going to do what she's supposed to be doing.
Right, right. And, you know, I think that's what I was trying to tell her. You know, you got to try not to be hard on him, because
I think she needs to try to make some kind of arrangement, man, for just get a little boy away to the dad. Just send him on with him, you know. Cause he don't. Cause if he keeps staying with her, man, he pretty much rent for the rest of his life. And let his skin color change. Let his skin color change somewhere now. You know, he might be alright, but long as he stay dog, he gone, man.
Well, you know, hey, I don't know. Hopefully that's not true. Hopefully they'll go down down the right street with that. But like I told her, you know, you got to try not to show favoritism towards one or the other. You got to treat them all the same.
You got two, or whether you got one.
Yeah, you got to.
You know, if you don't want to, just step back sometimes. Just when you do something for him, just close your eyes. You don't want to see him. If you don't even want to look at him, just close your eyes. You know. Well, I just feel like that child shouldn't get treated like that. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. And I wish that online, I wish you just called me. I really would like to talk to her one-on-one. For real.
But she's still up on the show. She's still listening.
Yeah, I can't get her mom out like that, though. You know what I'm saying? You got it on the first three.
I gave him the first three.
I can't get it to him like that.
Yeah. That's it. Hey, John from Alabama, I appreciate you calling, man. I got another caller from the 706 area code. Again, the first three digits are 501. Hey, let's see. First digit's 501. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams.
Yes, it's me calling back. John, I want to take care of him.
Hey, I got John from Roanoke, Alabama. He's still up on the show. Both of you guys are live on the show right now with me.
Don't want no John, I want to take care of it.
Hello?
John,
did you hear that?
Yeah. No, because, you know, I'm dog
okay,
skin,
you
too.
Got so much to say, but you don't want to help take care of it. So what the problem
I'm
is?
Dog skin, too, so me and him still.
What color you is, John?
I just told you, I'm dog, too.
Oh, so what I'm saying, you got so much to say, you might want to take care of it. Cause he
need
a
caller fever. So don't me. Okay. So it don't matter about my color.
I love dog skin.
He just want some green.
Don't get me wrong. I just don't want his daddy. And every time I look at him, and it just do something to me.
Okay. Yeah.
You quiet now, John. You had so much to say.
Nah, if that's what it takes, you know, if he really needs somebody, you know, I can talk to him, man, and let him know he needs to get away from there as quick as he can.
Talk to who? Well, you gonna come
I need to talk. I need to talk to your son and sit him down and tell him he need to leave as soon as he can, man.
You won't.
Because your mom don't. Your mom don't like. Huh?
I see you want him.
Yeah, hey, whatever it takes, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to see kids like that. You know what I'm saying? So if I need to talk to him, I will.
All right, John. You just talk to the dad. You don't need to talk to the son.
I need to talk to the dad.
Call the son Gooey.
Oh, he good? Okay. Yeah, you need to think about that, though, man. You don't need to do it like that.
Can you help me out with him, John? See him child's phone?
Yeah. Hey, Frank, Frank, I'm going to send you a number, and you can shoot it to her, so we can discuss this on a later date. And we're going to see when we get that
little... How old is John?
How old is he? How old is he?
He's 5. Do you work?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Every day, all day.
Oh, you get paid good, huh?
They could
be your stepson. You want to be your stepson? Then you can treat him
how
you want to treat him.
I don't have no problem with that, lady. You just hear what I just said.
Hey, thank y'all for calling in to the show. I really appreciate it. Y'all make me have a good show today. I appreciate y'all. Hey, Take care. Join the show tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Right here.
I'll be gone for a while.